Good morning. I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News for Thursday, March 13, 2014. A wind advisory is in effect until 6 p.m. today for New York City, northern New Jersey, and Long Island. The National Weather Service issues a wind advisory when sustained winds are 31 to 39 miles per hour, or with gusts of 46 to 57 miles per hour. They say this strong wind can make driving especially difficult, so they say to use extra caution. It's cloudy, then it will gradually become mostly sunny with a high near 27 degrees. Tonight it will be mostly clear with a low around 19 degrees. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 41. And the weekend doesn't look bad at all, partly to mostly sunny with highs in the 40s. Well, it's been a tough time for New York City. A gas leak triggered an earth-shaking explosion that flattened two apartment buildings on Wednesday, killing at least four people, injuring more than 60, and leaving people missing. A tenant said residents had complained repeatedly in recent weeks about unbearable gas smells. By evening, rescue workers finally began the search for victims amid the broken bricks, splintered wood, and mangled metal. After firefighters spent most of the day dousing the flames, heavy equipment arrived to clear mountains of debris where the two five-story East Harlem buildings stood. Floodlights were in place. Thermal imaging cameras were at the ready to identify heat spots, bodies, or pockets of fire. The recovery was facing hardship in the form of weather. Some parts of the debris pile were inaccessible because of a sinkhole caused by a subsurface water main break, officials said. The fiery blast on Park Avenue at 116th Street, not far from the edge of Central Park, erupted about 9:30 a.m. yesterday, about 15 minutes after a neighboring resident reported smelling gas, authorities said. The Con Ed utility said it immediately sent workers to check out the report, but they didn't arrive until it was too late. The explosion shattered windows a block away, rained debris onto elevated commuter railroad tracks close by, cast a plume of smoke over the skyline, and sent people running into the streets. The bishop, who oversees a storefront church which was destroyed by the explosions, said it had been there for decades and recently celebrated its 80th birthday. It's the Spanish Christian Church. It was in one of the two East Harlem apartment buildings flattened by the blast. Bishop Fernando Rodriguez, says Pastor Thomas Perez, and his congregation were trying to locate some church members who lived above the worship center. Some turned out to be at work and others were hospitalized. Rodriguez says the blast reminds him of when he was a chaplain during the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Now, as then, he says it's important to trust God for healing and restoration. The bishop says there's already a lot of prayer and support for rebuilding the church. The Red Cross Center for those affected by the blast is based out of PS 57, East 115th Street between 3rd and Lexington Avenues. There's a new report out that says New York City needs to spend $47 billion over the next 5 years to upgrade its aging infrastructure. The Center for an Urban Future says many of the city's bridges, subways, sewer systems, and public buildings are over 50 years old. The public policy think tank says 47 bridges were deemed structurally deficient in 2012. It says in some cases the infrastructure is so old that experts don't even know where it is under the street. The Institute says the city needs to invest in fixing the decaying infrastructure to maintain its quality of life and economic competitiveness. The Coalition for the Homeless released its 2014 State of the Homeless report. It documents new record levels of homelessness in Mike Bloomberg's final year in office. The numbers are staggering. More than 53,000 New Yorkers and more than 22,000 children slept in shelters each night by the end of 2013, a 7% to 8% increase from the previous year. And the length of stays in homeless shelters rose by 16% during the last year. The average shelter stay for homeless families with children is now 14.5 months, the longest ever recorded. Not just families, the number of homeless single adults sleeping each night in the New York City shelter system also rose by 5%. The Coalition for the Homeless, in their report, outlines concrete, cost-effective steps the de Blasio administration can take to begin moving families out of the shelter system and prevent New Yorkers from becoming homeless in the first place. The mayor's office said they're interested in working with the Coalition for the Homeless on these strategies. You can read the full report at coalitionforthehomeless.org. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.